gates of death. So may I die as soon as possible. And what is thy wish with regard to this soon as possible? What day dost thou set for the event? It may be sooner than thy prayer requests. Words like this come from a weak mind, from one that courts pity by such cursing. He who prays for death does not wish to die. Ask the gods for life and health. If thou art resolved to die, death's reward is to have done with prayers. It is with such problems as these, my dear Lucilius, that we should deal, by such problems that we should mold our minds. This is wisdom. This is what being wise means. Not to bandy empty subtleties in idle and petty discussions. Fortune has set before you so many problems, which you have not yet solved, and are you still splitting hairs? How foolish it is to practice strokes after you have heard the signal for the fight. Away with all these dummy weapons. You need armor for a fight to the finish. Tell me by what means sadness and fear may be kept from disturbing my soul, by what means I may shift off this burden of hidden cravings. Do something. Wisdom is a good, but being wise is not a good. Such talk results for us in the judgment that we are not wise, and in making a laughing stock of this whole field of study, on the ground that it wastes its effort on useless things. Suppose you knew that this question was also debated, whether future wisdom is a good. For, I beseech you, how could one doubt whether barns do not feel the weight of the harvest that is to come, and that boyhood does not have premonitions of approaching young manhood by any brawn and power? The sick person, in the intervening period, is not helped by the health that is to come, any more than a runner or a wrestler is refreshed by the period of repose that will follow many months later. Who does not know that what is yet to be is not a good, for the very reason that it is yet to be? For that which is good is necessarily helpful, and unless things are in the present, they cannot be helpful. And if a thing is not helpful, it is not a good. If helpful, it is already. I shall be a wise man some day, and this good will be mine when I shall be a wise man, but in the meantime it is non-existent. A thing must exist first, then may be of a certain kind. How, I ask you, can that which is still nothing be already a good? And in what better way do you wish it to be proved to you that a certain thing is not, than to say, it is yet to be? For it is clear that something which is on the way has not yet arrived. Spring will follow. I know that winter is here now. summer will follow.
I know that it is not summer.
The best proof to my mind that a thing is not yet present is that it is yet to be. I hope some day to be wise, but meanwhile I am not wise. For if I possessed that good, I should now be free from this evil. Some day I shall be wise. From this very fact, you may understand that I am not yet wise. I cannot, at the same time, live in that state of good and in this state of evil. The two ideas do not harmonize, nor do evil and good exist together in the same person. Let us rush past all this clever nonsense, and hurry on to that which will bring us real assistance. No man who is anxiously running after a midwife for his daughter in her birth pangs will stop to read the praetor's edict or the order of events at the games. No one who is speeding to save his burning house will scan a checkerboard to speculate how the imprisoned piece can be freed. But good heavens, in your case, all sorts of news are announced on all sides. Your house afire, your children in danger, your country in a state of siege, your property plundered. Add to this shipwreck, earthquakes, and all other objects of dread. Harassed amid these troubles, are you taking time for matters which serve merely for mental entertainment? Do you ask what difference there is between wisdom and being wise? Do you tie and untie knots while such a ruin is hanging over your head? Nature has not given us such a generous and free-handed space of time that we can have the leisure to waste any of it. Mark also how much is lost even when men are